at the counter.
Well, I know it's not towering over it.
He's creating signature drinks for the diner. I suggested any household poison over shaved ice.
This is a stupid idea.
It was ours.
And it's genius.
Yep, I've been drinking all afternoon for free.
Now, I've used only top shelf liquor.
Question, who got it down for you?
First up, the Max. It's just whiskey on the rocks like Max's job.
Whatever mine is, I want my rim salted.
Of course you do. Earl's is an old-fashioned with everything.
Pour me another meat. I hate to say it, but I go down easy.
The Kettleine is lemon schnapps in a slightly frosty glass.
Because of my cool Grace Kelly kind of demeanor?
No, because they had a sale on lemon schnapps at Beverage Bar.
Oh, they don't card there?
Okay. So what's the Han? A no sex on the beach?
Mine is a classic martini, shaken.
Oh, like the first woman who saw you naked. Correction, we'll see you naked.
When you were running to the bathroom real quick for 2 hours.
You worked the cupcake window while I went to see the Statue of Liberty. Her head was being renovated. Ugh, everyone in this town is getting work done.
I sold our last cupcake tea. We've sold out more than Robert De Niro in the last 20 years of his career.
Well, analyze this, Fokker. I noticed we were running low last week, so I ordered more.
How did I not notice those sooner? Oh, probably because the last time I looked in there was a rat having sex with a cockroach.
You know, they're still dating.
Really? I thought it was a one-time thing. Well, I guess once you go rat, you never go back. Thanks for ordering these. I've just been so busy with Sophie's wedding shower.
Yeah, why are you working so hard? It's not a big deal. I threw my mother a shower once. No, wait, I threw her in a shower once.
Max, you really need to start making more of a fuss. It's for Sophie. It means a lot to her, and she has a gun.
Well, showers are stupid girl things that this guy wants no part of. Hey, girls.
Look, I'm advertising your cupcake business.
You're advertising something, but it's not our cupcakes. I gave out free t-shirts to our building. I left one by everyone's door. 2 at Sophie's, 16 at the Sanchez's, so about 6 of their kids will have to share.
Interesting. Now our shirts are available at both Rodney, the high-end Manhattan boutique, and an apartment building that always smells a little like gasoline.
Well, please stop talking about things that aren't me. Now, girls, did you get the cake for my wedding shower tomorrow?
Oh, was I supposed to make a cake? I've literally done nothing for the shower. I haven't even taken a bath.
Oh, no, I'm not getting my cake from here. No, this is my bridal shower. Yeah, I want to get something classic from Baskin-Robbins that's also a Dunkin' Donut.
They mix those two now? It's a stoner's dream come true.
I tried to make our apartment look nice. I even moved a chair to cover a stain. But what was under the chair was so much worse. I guess what I'm saying is, please don't shoot us.
Well, I don't expect it to look that good. I mean, you can't put a silk hat on a pig. And I know, because I tried once.
Like a strawberry center. And I am not gonna beat myself up about it.
When I told you to get crepe paper streamers and decorate for the shower, I meant with pink, not black. It's a wedding shower for Sophie, not a baby shower for Rosemary's baby. What?
I told you I don't do girl things. Like hang pink or sit when I pee. Which, coincidentally, I refer to as hanging pink.
My God, what is that smell? Something's really gone bad here, besides our lives.
It's the Polish food. I think one of those sausages is made of old flip-flops.
Someone's here already? Are Polish people always early? Is that a stereotype I don't know about?
To practice some entrances. Get ready for entrance number two.
Are you ever ready for entrance number two? Who is it?
Oh my God! I can't believe it! Oh, it's the day of my wedding shower!
I was moved, I was surprised, I liked it better than the book. Now, come on in here and identify some of this Polish food so I can know what I'm not eating tonight.
No, I'm not eating at my shower. I'm pretending I have an eating disorder so everyone will think that I have it all.
I think you're gonna be happy. I have lots of fun shower games, starting with Who Knows the Most About Sophie?
Oh, I'll win that one. And Sophie's got a tinkle. See? I'm a shoo-in. Oh, oh my gosh, black toilet paper. Oh, nice touch, girls. I love the mystery of not knowing when you're done.
FBI, open up.
The FBI? I don't think they RSVP'd.
Oh, that's gotta be for me. I didn't do it. And just so you know, the statute of limitations is up on that Newark thing.
I'm not here to arrest you, miss.
Great, it's me. Max, I told you pirating movies was a real crime. Now I'm going to jail for 50 Shades of Grey.
Someone should.
I hear you. Not the Christian Grey I'd pictured. I'm Agent Drake with the FBI. Nothing to get upset about, but there's a man in your building who's been holding three women hostage in his apartment for months.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Now, one of the captives escaped today and alerted authorities.
Oh, that must have been the lady I passed screaming in the hall. What? There is a fine line between hostage and off your meds in this building.
So a SWAT team is going in for the other two still upstairs, but we need to evacuate the building first, so let's go.
All right, can I just put a few things away first? You know, because I want the place to look nice if there's gonna be police in here.
Look, miss, whatever drugs you're hiding in here, I couldn't care less. We need to get out now.
You know, you're just my type of guy. If you don't mind my drug use, then you're already here.
Oh, yeah! You girls ordered a cop stripper for my bridal shower? Oh, yeah, here comes the bridal ride.
With a man that would do something so awful. Also, cannot believe I live in this building.
You know who I think it is? Smells like cats, but has no cats.
Really? He doesn't seem like a go-getter. I think it's three nipples, no nose.
Three nipples, no nose? He's a delight.
Sophie, isn't this upsetting?
It sure is. I couldn't get that stripper cop to take his pants off. Look, there's some of my shower guests.
Sophie,
hi. Look, and
said that one's my friend Natalia, the one I told you about.
Yeah, there's all that extra skin. Ugh, you were not exaggerating.
She was born with all that skin. Yeah, she had to wear a chip clip on her back all through high school. Yeah, I know that guy upstairs is a real bummer, but you know what would help? If I could open my present. Yeah. Oh, no.
Sorry, you can't go through, ma'am.
The fuzz isn't letting them through. Oh, come on.
No fear. They just let a guy in here a few minutes ago. Just because your friends aren't bomb-sniffing dogs, they can't get in?
Hey, look, ladies, pass your presents up to the cops. Cops, pass my presents to me.
Oh, wait, Sophie, before you open them, I really want to write down who got you what. And save that pretty ribbon. I'm going to make you a bow hat.
Look at you, making lemonade out of a maniac holding three innocent women hostage.
Gift card. Aw, send it back.
Sophie, we would have taken that. I don't know what it was for. I just know we would have taken it.
No, I'm sending it back. I want a gift, not another errand. Oh, yeah. Not in love with the paper, but... Well, I'll wait till I open it to judge.
Hi. Excuse me. Excuse me. I'm Maria Alonso Gonzalez. Could you ladies talk to Channel 2 about tonight's disturbing discovery?
No. Yes. Just go with me and my business savvy. Yes, Maria Alonso Gonzalez, we can answer a few questions.
Were there any signs at all that something of this nature was going on in your building?
We just hope they bring this sick freak in our building to justice so that we can return to work at Max's homemade cupcakes.
Get on the door. Here he comes.
Who is it? Who is this sick freak?
It's not me. Is it? I'm not sure. What are the charges?
Different sick freak.
Hey! Rula! Uma! Greta! Look! This is him! This is the groom-to-be! Forget about the guy upstairs. This is the real maniac in the bedroom!
That's him? Beer belly gym shorts? Guest.
Oh no, he's wearing one of our shirts. Why? Why? Why is he wearing a medium?
Oh. I mean, nobody's gonna see that.
Police have just apprehended the suspect, and the question on everyone's mind is, what does Max's homemade cupcakes have to do with this?
We have no comment! Or future, or deodorant!
Don't leave us alone!
How did they find out we work in this dump next door to the other dump? As I'm saying it, I realize our career is made up of two dumps.
Sounds like our career's been drinking too much coffee.
The story is all over the paper. They're calling those ladies the cupcake captives, calling that guy the cupcake captor, and calling the whole thing the cupcake catastrophe. But you needn't worry about it reflecting badly on your cupcake business.
Oh, no, it's even in the fashion section. There's a picture of our shirts, and it says, what not to wear ever.
Okay, everybody, calm down. I'm mostly talking to myself. The media is just going to do its thing. I've been slandered in the headlines before. I was called Ponzi Princess, Bankrupt Barbie. Looking back, those were the best of times.
Oh, hello. I was just about to take a tray of Max and Caroline's out to my reporter friend.
Sorry. You can give those Max and Caroline's to this Max and Caroline.
Hi, everybody. I'm depressed. So you can tell because I'm only wearing half my hair. Because I found this box outside your door, and I was hoping it was a shower present, since those selfish hostage girls ruined my special day. I mean, I didn't even get a friggin' ribbon hat.
Do you want the tube top I made out of the police tape? I'm calling it a tape top. Patent pending.
Come on, you guys. This isn't about us. We need to put this all in perspective. We're all safe and healthy and... Oh, my God, just when I can't take any more, here comes any more.
We are returning the remainder of your T-shirt stock. Our Rodney brand cannot be associated with a product at the center of an ongoing criminal investigation. Consider our contract null and void.
This is so shocking. Max, you can read? So, you just didn't want to tell people the specials.
I can't believe this. We waited so long for something to happen to our cupcake T-shirts. Why that guy? And on the one day he chooses to not wear his pull-my-finger shirt.
This is Maria Alonso González.
Reporting to you, what are you doing? They'll see us. No, they won't, because all the cameras are on Han right now.
Can you talk a little bit about the women behind Max's homemade cupcakes?
Well, let's just say Max and Caroline are allergic to work, much in the same way Dilbert is allergic to Mondays. Moving on, Maria Alonso Gonzalez. Would you care to come into the Williamsburg Diner, 6355 Bedford Avenue, open 8 a.m. till 2 a.m. for a signature drink? The Cupcake Captive Cosmo. And for you, gents, the Captive Cape Cod?
Hey, get these cupcakes out of the garbage. You need to make room for Han's body. Keeping the head as a warning to others who cross us.
We need to take back our T-shirt's image by setting up an interview with the news. And by we, I mean you.
Look, if I learned one thing from my time on Cops, that I can hop a fence in 3 seconds flat. If I learned two things, it's that the camera makes me look guilty. Especially when it's a security camera, Banana Republic.
I can't do it. The world can't know that Caroline Channing is involved in another high-profile crime and hasn't kept up her nail maintenance, like, at all.
Fine. Because if I learn three things from Cops, that it's best to surrender early and not naked.
We really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
If you really want to thank me, how about I get some pixels up over my grill? I got some kids looking for me, and they don't need the help.
We don't have the capability to do that. This is live TV.
How about one of those voice distorting machines? You know, make my voice sound like a fat transformer?
No.
But no problem. I'll take care of that myself. Been in this sitch before.
All right, in 3, 2, good evening.
In Williamsburg.
Max, right
now
here for me.
I got this. Cupcake captive story. I'm here with the owner, Max Black.
Hola, Maria!
Max, how upset were you to see that Richard Griffin was Max's homemade cupcake's biggest fan?
I was really upset!
Okay, hi. Stepping in. Max is clearly so upset by all this that she's lost her mind. The one time I really needed her. Anyway. Hi, Maria.
Will your company's reputation recover from doing business with a man who held three women in his apartment against their will?
Look, people do terrible things, and they do them wearing shirts. That doesn't make the shirt evil. Now, if a shirt commits a crime, lock it up. You'll get no argument from me.
Can I jump back in?
I got this.
Okay, yeah, that's all the time we have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for trying to throw me a shower. I mean, we were never really friends or close. And yeah, I run away when I see you heading toward the mailboxes the same time as
me. Please stop thanking me. Hey, want to come to our place? Those pig's feet haven't gone bad. I guess it's hard to tell.
Yeah, the best meat's under the toenails.
Is it?
Until the sausage, I thought the grossest thing I'd ever eaten was kale.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Could anything be more wonderful?
Max, I can't believe you did all this. I thought you came home to do what you usually do. usually do when you get depressed. Get drunk and throw the finger at people from the stoop.
No stoop, but I am drunk. You think I could have done this sober? I just figured with everything around us being so black lately, I thought we needed a little pink.
You're right, we did. Because our t-shirt business is over, and we still have to pay off that bank loan. Now what?
We'll figure something out, we always do.
Hi, girls, come quick. We're gonna play Guess Sophie's Favorite Sex Position. It's on all fours watching How to Get Away with Murder. See? I told you I was gonna win!
And it just got black again.
Yeah. Wet. Max, did you already eat this?
I told you I don't like a strawberry center. I am not gonna beat myself up about it.